This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
Yes, indeed. The New York Times today covering Philadelphia schools because parents have had it. Enough is enough. The love gov, Andrew Cuomo, apologizes, sort of. And Joe Biden being called out in his hypocrisy over now being a warmonger. Because Democrats are warmongers. There's no way to put it. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. As we begin our hour of nonstop talk, let's say good morning to Dawn. Check in today. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Good morning with Cioli Show News headlines, which are sponsored by Banfield on News Nation. So 42 degrees right now. Governor Tom Wolf and Pennsylvania Democrats proposing reform and cuts in funding for charter schools. Critics say these cuts will hurt some 170,000 students served by charter schools across Pennsylvania, many from impoverished and underperforming traditional school districts like Philadelphia, which is, as you know, among the worst in the nation for its ratings. Philadelphia Public School District failing to reopen this morning again. We'll learn all the details of the new plan during a scheduled news conference this afternoon.
So tell me about that news conference. Are you here? I want to mention, I've been in contact with one of the moms in the New York Times article. Yes. I think she's going to call in around 8 today because they have a big meeting at like 8:30 or something. Do you think that the schools are going to announced that they're actually reopening today? Is that the rumor?
My sources say that the union called a meeting yesterday, like a virtual meeting, and they were telling teachers pre-K through kindergarten, prepare to return. So my information is that I think it's very reliable. Obviously, I wouldn't say it, that the pre-K through kindergarten, they're being told, get ready to prepare your classrooms. But remember, so they announce it today. Then, okay, teachers, you're going to go back on this date. You go back, you prepare your classroom. Then the 9,000 children who are the youngest children, then they can schedule to return. But that return is only a hybrid. So it might be 2 days a week, could be 3 days a week, probably 2 days a week. So that's a hybrid. But it will be at least the beginning. So we'll find out more 1 o'clock today. But I'm being told there is some kind of return happening. So at least that's keeping hope alive. City of Philadelphia easing more restrictions beginning today. This is fewer limits on retail stores, sporting events, theaters, religious services, senior centers, and outdoor dining. Outdoor. So that means 6 people instead of 4 can now sit outdoors.
6 people.
6. You get 6.
But not 7.
But not 7.
And not 5.
And not 5.
Well, maybe 5. Up to 6 is the 6. 6 people. Okay.
But they don't all have to all be in your household. So you could like invite a few strangers or something.
Wow.
Yeah. So, woo-hoo.
Peasants, you may gather in groups of no more than 6 people.
There's a local angle, obviously, to President Trump mentioning those attacks on fracking. So this is a reference to a decision to formally ban fracking throughout the Delaware River Basin, which, of course, is home to about 5.5 million Pennsylvanians. So environmentalists praising the vote by Democrat governors in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Delaware. But opponents say it's illegal and they will continue their lawsuits and will continue to follow that. And the good news I'll end with is New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson shipping out the first batch, it already has been shipped out, of its one-shot coronavirus vaccine to across America, across to pharmacies today after receiving that, as expected, emergency use authorization. So that's just great news. And we also have news of the new FEMA center coming to Philadelphia, which will be distributing federally given vaccines. So that's just more good news that we all just are hoping and praying for. So the NBC 10 First Alert forecast, National Weather Service issuing a high wind advisory for our region. That begins 4 o'clock this afternoon, extending into tomorrow morning. Wind gusts could reach up to 50 miles an hour. So that warning, overnight temperatures drop into the 20s tomorrow. Sunny and brisk, 38 degrees. But Wednesday, we warm up to 55. So Banfield on News Nation sponsoring this news. Want to see what happens when the shouting stops and they have a normal conversation? Join journalist Ashley Banfield on her interview show, Banfield, weeknights 10 on News Nation. Check out the local listings. That's the Yoli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it very much. 855-839-1212 is our number. Greg, as we do our hour of nonstop talk, I'd like to begin with some cuts, and I'd like to begin with, if you could give me a little Chuck Todd to start my day. Can you give me a little Chuck Todd to start my day?
Sure. So on Sunday, Meet the Press, they were talking about the Cuomo allegations. And I don't know if Chuck Todd was just shocked about it, but he was trying to there's a panel, and he was trying to report on the allegations when the second allegation came out, the second woman came out. And he really struggles to get through this. I don't know if he's just shocked, he's nervous, but he stutters his way through it and then gives the report and then says, well, this is damning, you know? So listen to Chuck Todd report this on Meet the Press on Sunday, cut six.
I want to shift gears here to the new allegation against Andrew Cuomo. A second woman has come out indicating Governor Cuomo made her feel uncomfortable in many ways. Here's his statement from last night, where he basically confirms at least some of the substance of the conversations they had. When she came to me and opened up about being a sexual assault survivor and how it shaped her and her ongoing efforts to create an organization that empowered her voice to help other survivors, I tried to be supportive and helpful. Ms. Bennett's initial impression was right. I was trying to be a mentor to her. I never made advances toward Ms. Bennett, nor did I ever intend to act in any way that was inappropriate. The last thing I would ever wanted to, was to make her feel any of the things that are being reported. Carol Lee, that statement to me was pretty eyebrow raising of itself, because it seemed to confirm at least some of the substance, and certainly to bring up her own sexual assault seemed to be highly inappropriate.
Did he make her feel uncomfortable? Is that what it was? Uncomfortable? Uncomfortable. Those are the allegations. He made her feel uncomfortable? Really?
I you would think that he would be better. I mean, it was a major news story on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You would think that they would have prepared him a little more for that line of questioning, but he seemed to stammer his way through it, you know.
Governor,
you wonder if what was in prompter was too strongly written.
Yeah.
You know it was in prompter.
He was trying.
Yeah, Cuomo's a sleazebag, and women are coming forward finally. And
like a formerly abused producer, she wrote like this, you know, something a little, maybe a little stronger, and maybe he was trying to mitigate it and ad lib it. I don't know.
So Charlotte Bennett, she's 25, former aide to the governor, told the New York Times the governor asked her inappropriate personal questions, told her he was open to relationships with women in their 20s, and left her feeling that he wanted to sleep with her. She was an executive assistant. Now, that's also weird. A June meeting in Cuomo's Albany office, during which he griped about being lonely during the pandemic and whined, "I can't even hug anyone."
Oh, gee.
Who did I last hug?
Oh, boy.
She tried to dodge the question by saying she missed hugging her parents. And he was like, no, I mean, like, really hugged somebody.
Oh, boy.
She said, I understood that the governor wanted to sleep with me and felt horribly uncomfortable and scared. She felt horribly uncomfortable and scared. And I was wondering how I was going to get out of it and assumed it was the end of my job. Now, of course, all these allegations against women, against men, when Democrats When they're made against Republicans, they're to be believed. When they're made against Democrats, it's a, you know, you got to take a grain of salt with them. That's usually the way this goes. She told a friend via text message the way he was repeating, "You were raped and abused and attacked and assaulted and betrayed over and over and over again while looking at me directly in the eyes was something out of a horror movie." How many times have I said this guy's a friggin' sociopath? I've compared him to Hannibal Lecter, Dexter from the show. I've called him the nursing home killer. He's a sociopath, this guy.
You think he's sauteing?
She said it was like he was testing me. Looking, think about this now. The way he was repeating, staring into her eyes, saying, "You were raped and abused and attacked and assaulted and betrayed over and over and over again." She said it was something out of a horror movie. I'm sorry, but the nursing home killer is as creepy in real life as he is in the fake life that we've made up. You know what I mean? He told her that his girlfriend was out of the picture. He said he wanted a girlfriend, preferably in the Albany area. I mean, I could fly to Buffalo and whatnot, but I would prefer.
I just want to do that.
Ew.
You know, I like to have one in every region of the state, so I need one in the Thousand Islands region. He said he was fine with anyone above the age of 22.
Wow. Wow.
Generous. Jeez. Of him.
Yeah.
Once when she told him she was mulling getting a tattoo, he suggested she get it on her buttocks so people wouldn't see it when she wore a dress. She reported Cuomo's conduct to his chief of staff and was transferred to another job with an office at the other side of the Capitol. She left the administration in November. Then, of course, Lindsay Boylan, who accused Cuomo of sexual harassment, including a claim that he planted an unwanted kiss on her in the office. Boylan tweeted at the governor Saturday evening as word broke of Bennett's accusations. And Boylan tweeted, "You are not going to derail or destroy any more lives at New York Gov Cuomo." And then, of course, Cuomo put out a statement, which I will share with you in a second. The other thing, too, is that Cuomo, he wanted his own. He wanted to pick the investigators who could investigate these claims.
Sounds fair.
Yeah. He basically said, "I got a guy, and my guy will look into this to make sure this is exactly goes the way that I want it to go." That's what they did. They said, "Governor, are you going to appoint somebody to look into this?" He goes, "Yeah, I got a guy." Basically, that's what it was. The New York State Attorney General, Letitia James, said, "Not so fast. She will look into the allegations."
Yeah.
Against Cuomo.
And he doesn't want Letitia.
No, because Letitia looked into the allegations in the nursing homes and exposed to the world what we already knew, which is that Cuomo is the nursing home killer and was hiding the body count. Whew. That's what it was, right? So there you go. By the way, my Mama Zioli texted me, "What, you guys have the worst app. You keep cutting out. When you wake up from your coma, please have a better app."
What's wrong with the app?
And she said it keeps cutting out. I don't know.
I don't know.
It could also be Mama Zioli hasn't updated her phone in the last 7 months.
Yeah,
but it's also a possibility.
Check the updates.
But
you know what I was thinking? Maybe, you know how we have our workplace empowerment videos?
Yeah.
And then there's somebody wearing a T-shirt that says, "Sound judgment. Maybe not say this to the 22. Like, I think Zioli should make a workplace video for the governor.
I like this.
You know?
I like this idea, Dawn. So in other words, we could have Cuomo going, "You know, you should really think about getting a tattoo on your butt cheeks," and then like sound judgment could be there going, "Yeah, that's not good, governor, to say to a staffer."
Yeah. Don't say that, know. Governor. That's not appropriate.
Not appropriate. I like it. It's
2021.
You know, I'm open to relationships with younger girls, women, of course. No, not good, Governor. Sound judgment would come over and say,
"Governor, you can't say that kind of thing."
I like it. I like your thinking on this. I think you're very smart. These are two very liberal young women. I need to point that out. The one woman has a poster, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." The other accuser of Cuomo is running as a progressive. She has a button that says, "I support hashtag Spectrum Strike." I mean, these are two liberals. These are not conservatives making this up to try to bring down Cuomo. What's interesting, of course, is that this is getting a lot more news than the nursing home scandal ever got, which is a damn shame. But they're both kind of colliding at the same time. Cuomo is weakened politically now, which means that more people are talking about the nursing home scandal because he's so weak. And this comes out, and now they're talking about this, too. So Cuomo issued an official apology. Let me read that for you in a statement. But before I do that, Cuomo is accused, by the way, of lying to the government, of hiding information to the feds. And potentially now the Department of Justice, which, of course, if that's true, it's a federal crime. And the government, you always have to be honest with the government when they ask for information. The feds, you can't lie to them. That's the deal, especially the IRS, by the way. So if you owe the IRS money, you really need a professional on your side. I want to tell you about my buddy, Charlie Montesino, because he is the tax problem solver. All right. He's the guy who's a certified public accountant. He's also a certified tax resolution specialist. He's one of only 153 in the entire country, which makes him one of the elite professionals able to solve your IRS problems. So whether you have unfiled returns or you owe money you cannot pay, he can help. He can help you end your IRS problems once and for all. Most people facing an IRS problem wish it would just go away. But wishing doesn't work. You have to act. So call him right now at 877-257-1040, 877-257-1040, and begin the process of solving your IRS problems today. You can visit his website at taxproblemssolved.com, taxproblemssolved.com. He's located right in South Jersey. He's 20 minutes from the bridges. His number is 877-257-1040. Charlie Montesino, the tax problem solver, 877-257-1040.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Cuomo has issued a formal apology. Do we call it an apology? Is that what we're calling this today, actually? Let's see. Questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in the office. I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. I spend most of my life at work, and colleagues are also often my personal friends. At work, sometimes I think I'm being playful, and I make jokes that I think are funny. I do, on occasion, tease people in what I think is a good-natured way. I do it in public. I do it in private. You have seen me do it at briefings hundreds of times. I have teased people about their personal lives, their relationships, about getting married or not getting married. I mean, no offense. And only attempt to add some levity and banter to what is a very serious business. Let me stop for a second and say, playful and good-natured, like, you know, a tattoo on your rear end would look great, but only if you're wearing a dress, you know.
Ew.
Playful interactions like, you know, a girlfriend in the Albany area would be very convenient, not for nothing.
Just playful.
I now understand my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. I acknowledge some of the times I have said things they might have been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. To the extent that anyone ever felt that way, I am truly sorry about that.
To the extent.
Yeah, to the extent. I acknowledge that some of my things might have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. In his mind, he's going like this, ready? And if you can't take a joke, you shouldn't be working for me anyway. And yes, I was flirting with you. And why would you miss an opportunity to date me? Look at me. I'm handsome. I'm the governor. I'm going to be president someday. I've got bodyguards, a plane, a jet, whatnot. I got a mansion. Your loser boyfriend doesn't have a mansion, does he? To be clear, I never inappropriately touched anybody and never propositioned anybody, and I never intended to make anyone feel uncomfortable. But these are allegations that New Yorkers deserve answers to. That's why I have asked for an outside independent review that looks at these allegations. I got a guy, and that guy's going to look into this and say that I did nothing wrong. I'm just saying, you know, it's a shame that that, you know, I don't know. I mean, this guy is such a creep. I guess it's good that it's all coming out finally. Oh, he has one more piece here. Separately, my office has heard anecdotally that some people have reached out to Ms. Bennett to express displeasure about her coming forward. My message to anyone doing that is that you have misjudged what matters to me and my administration, and you should stop now, period. Let me translate that in Cuomo speak. Job well done. She gets the message. Other people now know if they come forward, we're going to destroy them. So don't say anything anymore now, because now they're onto us, okay? I apologize if you feel offended by me saying what a great butt you have and you should get a tattoo. If you interpreted that, if you misinterpreted that as me flirting with you, what can I say? You need to lighten up and get a good sense of humor, all right? And I'm sorry that you don't have a good sense of humor. I mean, that's basically the apology, isn't it?
It's not. It's not an apology.
It's not an apology, right? He's sorry that you can't lighten up and take a good joke is really what he's saying here.
How old were these women? They're in their early 20s, right?
Early 20s.
Think about how awkward you were in your early 20s. So, she was awkward. She didn't know what to say. She already had previous something bad happened to her, which he knew about apparently. It's just icky. Let's just put it out there.
Plus he has daughters that age too, which is even creepier.
Phil,
can you respond to Dawn's allegation, please? From Cuomo with that sounder. You know the sounder that you play?
And I said it's icky.
What are you talking about?
This one?
Yeah. Can you just respond to Dawn with that? So Dawn, go ahead. So you said that was icky?
It was icky.
What are you talking about?
And he makes a great point, Dawn. What are you talking about there? Come on, you know?
The apology, the fact that people aren't calling out the apology more is ridiculous. It's not an apology.
I said, if you don't take a joke, I'm sorry. If you can't take a joke, why is that my problem? I said, if it offends you, I'm sorry that you're offended by me for saying things that I think are funny.
It all sounds.
I'm just interpreting Cuomo's actual apology and his mindset as he writes this. You know what I mean? Because think about this. I did hundreds of briefings, hundreds of times. I have teased people about their personal lives, their relationships, about getting married or not getting married. I mean, no offense, and only attempt to add some levity and banter to what is a very serious business. Translation: take a freaking joke, lady.
But what surprise? Okay, here's the thing. What he could have said is, look at my words, looking back, where I meant nothing, but my words were inappropriate, but I never touched anybody, so my actions were proper. So why isn't he saying that? Because that would be...
Well, he did say I never inappropriately touched anybody.
Touched anybody. Okay, so he did.
Inappropriately.
Inappropriately, okay.
In my mind, it was appropriate, but I guess appropriate is in the eye of the beholder, as they say, and I don't know if she liked it or not. Yeah. I mean, this apology is... did anyone in his staff vet this apology, you think, before this went out? I don't think so.
No.
You know?
No. They couldn't have. Now there's this video of him with a News 12 reporter, and he made her eat a whole sausage.
Oh, God,
sandwich.
Where's that?
Wait,
where's that?
I just, what?
So, can you send that to Greg, please? We need to get that on the air.
That's the latest thing.
Immediately. So, go on. It's a nice hot Italian sausage. Eat it. Do you want sausage? Do you want peppers or onions or... can you get back for us? Dawn's sending it. Okay, good. Oh, wonderful. Yee. Wonderful.
You imagine having a boss like that?
It's class A creep. So Cuomo wanted to have his own people investigate. He gave, facing pressure, New York Governor Cuomo cedes control of the sexual harassment investigation. He ceded control to Letitia James after he literally now was going to have his own people investigate this. And so what he's done now is he's directed it to former U.S. District Judge Barbara Jones, who once worked as a partner to law. Okay, so back up here. On Saturday night, Cuomo initially chose to break with recent precedent, declining to refer the matter directly to the state attorney general's office, and instead directing it to former U.S. District Judge Barbara Jones, who once worked as a partner at a law firm with one of the governor's closest advisors. So literally, he has a guy, it's a girl, but he has a girl, or he has a woman, and she'll do the investigation. And my best buddy, my advisor, will make sure that she does the investigation in a way that's very transparent. See what I mean? How creepy is that, right?
Creepy.
So he had to back down from that because, obviously, around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, Cuomo finally gave in. His office said he would allow James, Letitia James, to select a private attorney to investigate him, agreeing to give the lawyer and their colleagues full investigatory power under state law. Because here's the thing. Under New York law, the governor has to allow the investigation to take place. He still refused to give up total control, instead laying out a plan for the attorney general and Chief Judge Janet DeFore, who Cuomo appointed, to jointly select a private attorney with no political affiliation to investigate. And then the attorney general came out and said, no, we're not going to do it that way. No way. So he was trying not once, but twice to get his own people to investigate the allegations against him. Think about that for a second. What a freaking sleazeball this guy is. What a freaking sleazeball this guy really is, huh? Amazing to me. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. If you'd like to weigh in on this. But in a few moments, we're going to talk about schools again because we've got a lot to discuss today on this issue. And very, very happy you're with us today. Listen, I want to tell you, too, Newsmax TV is great stuff. Have you checked out Newsmax yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Newsmax is real news for real people. And you can watch Newsmax on your schedule anytime, anywhere by downloading the Newsmax app. That's right. It's a free app, by the way. You don't have to pay for it. It takes seconds to download. It doesn't cost you a dime. And with the app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. You know, most cable news channels require a paid subscription for their app. So you got to log into your cable company. If you don't have a cable company, then you got to buy a subscription and... But not Newsmax. With Newsmax, you get real news whenever you want it. Remember, Newsmax is on all the major cable systems, too. So if you're at home, check it out. But if you're one of those cord cutters, and there's more and more cord cutters out there, you can watch Newsmax on a smart TV like a Samsung, an LG, a Vizio. Platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto. Now the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily outside your home. Check out Newsmax.com online for breaking news headlines and great opinions. Go to Newsmax to watch people like Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so many others. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel because Newsmax is real news for real people.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD, WOGL HD3. Philadelphia, a radio.com station.
Grateful to have you with us today. Of course, 855-839-1210 is our number on Twitter at Rich Zioli and Facebook.com/Zioli Show. So when I woke up this morning, I read the big New York Times story about frustrated parents in our area. One of the parents featured is a parent that I've been in touch with the last couple months. Clarice Schillinger is my guest right now. She founded a political action committee to push for the option of 5 days a week of in-person school. Hey, Clarice, good morning. It's great to have you on, and I see you in the New York Times. Fantastic work. Good job.
Good morning, Rich. Thank you so much for having me. I was really excited that the New York Times decided to interview all of us and run this story to shed the light on what is really going on with these school closures. Our children really need to go back.
You've been fighting for this for months. I mean, I got an email from you months ago. You guys were doing a virtual car rally at one point to try to get kids back in school. You now have become a real leader in this movement. But you yourself personally, as the article points out, I mean, it's been a real struggle for you personally and your family.
Yes, it has. I was a teen mom, and I have clawed my way up to make this American dream, right? And over the past year, I've left my job to make sure my children are taken care of in this virtual environment. And I would like to note, I'm a lucky one, right? I'm a lucky one that has a husband that's supportive and lets me stay at home. But I know that there are parents out there, you know, single parents or parents that cannot leave one job and just live off of one income. And we can't forget these children that are sitting at home, maybe by themselves doing schoolwork, or they're helping their younger kids, you know, their younger siblings trying to get through the schoolwork. It's just, it's really tough to sleep at night knowing that there's so many children that need school for much more than just education, right? Like education and the school building is a safe haven from abuse. It is food, heat to some children. And we can't forget those children.
Clarice, your pack is called the Keeping Kids in School Pack, and it's there to support school board candidates who want the option for 5 days a week in-person learning. You've been in touch with many people and candidates, and I know that you are really active here in this. Tell us a little bit more about those efforts.
Yes, so the Keeping Kids in School Pack, the pack itself was actually only established 5 weeks ago. And we have over 60 candidates that we're considering endorsing. This is a bipartisan effort. School closures is actually everyone. You know, everyone believes in the right of choice. We're not saying to take away the virtual option. That's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying is the children that thrive in-person instruction, they should be given that appropriate education to succeed. If you don't mind, Rich, if I can just note, the Philadelphia School District has spent $65 million in renovating the schools and personal protective equipment, and they are still closed. So what we're really like speaking with our candidates about is really it's no amount of money that's going to open these schools. What's actually going to open these schools is starting to use the guidance that like Bucks County, for instance, is following with the 6 feet when feasible instead of 6 feet. So we have this moving goalpost provided by the lovely teachers union that, you know, they want personal protective equipment. Now they want vaccines. Now they want, better HVAC in systems. Well, some of these schools don't even have HVAC systems. So what are we going to do? Start building new schools? So the candidates that the Keeping Kids in School Pack is endorsing are candidates that believe full return to school for the children that need it is absolutely essential, and they're going to start pushing for the 6 feet when feasible guidance.
Well, good, because I think it's an excuse that they're using. That, you know, they keep coming up with more excuses, Clarice, and that's part of the problem here. Clarice Schillinger is my guest. She's a mom, and she's very, very active right now in trying to get kids back in the classroom 5 days a week. First of all, I applaud your efforts. I think you're great. I know this has been a really hard time for you and your family, but I just got to say bravo to you. I mean, really, you know, you guys pulled your 9-year-old son out of the Hatboro-Horsham district. You enrolled him in a fully open Catholic school. Is that right? Is that, if I'm reading this from the article, is that correct? And your other kid, I guess you had to do some remote learning with. Is that?
Oh yeah, she's still doing remote, and it's not working. And I got to tell you, we are also considering a Catholic school for her as well, because, you know, the Catholic schools are thriving. They're open 5 days a week, and they are thriving. I mean, God bless them, right? Good for them.
Yeah.
So, and they're doing it successfully.
What I also found really interesting about this New York Times article is that this, and you said it earlier, Clarice, you know, this affects everybody, suburban moms, city moms, white, black, everybody's affected by this. They profile you. They also profile a hairstylist in North Philadelphia. She's just said, I've done. She's moving her family to Florida because she can't take it, the fact that Philadelphia schools are still closed right now. I mean, this is something, but I think a lot of people's eyes are opening up to just how powerful the teachers' unions are. And even in the article, it says that, like your PAC, for example, this is a real David and Goliath effort, because the teachers' unions and their PACs and how much money they have and how impactful they are in Pennsylvania politics, going up against them is almost impossible. But I think the difference now is that, you know, a year ago, you probably, Clarice, never even would have thought about the teachers' unions. How many other moms like you are out there, you know?
So when I talk to all these moms that you saw in the New York Times article, actually, we have a call with a couple representatives right after I'm off the phone with you to see how what we can do at the state level to start getting these schools open. And like you said, it really, truly, it affects all of us, all moms, all dads. I mean, it's really bad. But I think that where we step back and say, my goodness, we missed this all along. While we were living our lives, we missed the teachers union just setting up to do something like this. They're so far ahead of us, but that's not going to intimidate us. We're not going to stop until our children have a voice at that table just as strong as theirs, because our children need it, Rich. I mean, I got to tell you, we have children that we know currently as we speak that are laying in the hospital waiting on an adolescent mental health bed because all the adolescent mental health beds are full. Where are those numbers in Pennsylvania? I mean, this is truly a greater pandemic, and we cannot keep forgetting these children. Their spirits are dying. We have to open these schools. No more moving the goalposts. No more excuses. They have to open. The kids that need in-person learning, provide that to them. That is a free, appropriate education for them.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Clarice, do me a favor. Keep me posted, please. I want to have you on again. This is the single most important issue, I think, right now in America. I really believe that. Thank you for fighting this fight. God bless you, your family. I know this is really tough on you guys, but you got a warrior spirit in you. I can hear it over the phone. So keep up the good fight. Give my best to everybody in your group, and let's talk again.
Thank you. Thank you. For every single child, we will continue to fight. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Clarice. Appreciate it. Clarice Schillinger and her Keeping Kids in School pack. Great stuff there. Okay. 855-839-1210. You know what? Clarice, if you're still listening, some are asking how they can donate to the pack. People want to help you. I should have asked that question. We'll find out the information, and I'll give that over the air and how people can help out with her pack. I'm sure that if you Google Clarice's pack, you'll be able to do it right from there. But let's see again, the name of the pack is the Keeping Kids in School pack. But Clarice, if you're still listening, I'm sure you are, then just let us know how we can contribute to the pack, and we'll do that. All right. 855-839-1210. Let me go to Steve. He's in Philadelphia. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey, Rich, good morning. What I think has really happened here. Well, first off, I think this pandemic, unfortunately, well, the reaction to it has literally changed the psychology of the human species. We're in a real, real bad place. Yes, the schools have to be open. But I really feel that the problem that we have is that the corporate cancel culture, the stifling of free speech, doesn't even allow us to discuss this stuff anymore, practically. I'm a season ticket holder for the Flyers. I'm not going to name the station, but I tried to get on and discuss how ridiculous it is that they're only going to allow 500 people. That's 500. That's including the hockey players, their coaches, the support staff, the security, the concession people, the owners of the team. They're only going to allow
500. Don't forget the Zamboni driver.
The Zamboni driver.
You get the most important guy in a hockey stick. Come on.
There we go. But I wasn't allowed to get on the air and discuss that. They weren't going to allow me to say how ridiculous it was. You know, that it just the science doesn't support it. And that's where we are. We're not allowed to say that kids don't get it. They just don't. They have a.
They don't. You're right. They don't. Look, everybody needs to be honest here. Kids don't get this virus. Older kids
and they also
do.
Don't transmit it.
Right.
They don't,
and they that. Don't. Yes. Yes. And we. But we're again. We have to be honest about these things. And we're not honest about this stuff. But look, the Flyers thing is stupid. About. The fact that you can only have 500 people in there is stupid. It makes no sense.
Now, it
makes zero sense. Everybody in there is going to be wearing a mask. So why is it only 500, not 5,000? It makes no. Go ahead.
They shouldn't be wearing a mask.
But But they are, though. It doesn't. The point is, they are wearing a mask. So why are you limiting it to 500 people? Is that an admission that masks don't work?
Exactly. I mean, but the thing is, listen, my kids are at Catholic school, and I can tell that the masks are having an impact on them as well.
Of course they are. Students shouldn't be wearing them. They should be, you know, like the teacher standing 6 feet away. You have the kids 6 feet distance. You're still making the kids wear masks. All of this is stupid, Steve. It's all stupid. I got to run. Thanks, buddy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. My standing desk, I just hit the damn button there. Sorry. All right. Thank you, Steve. Excellent call. You can talk about anything you want on this show. I don't censor anybody. I'm glad you brought that up about the hockey. It's stupid. 500 people. What do they say now today? And Dawn reported this earlier. They're going to, I guess, the peasants can now go to the Phillies games. Bill, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Go ahead, Bill. I'll follow up on what
say. It's exactly what Steve was alluding to. It was around the same time they announced, I think, up to 5,000, Dawn, if I'm correct.
Yes.
That including, again, players, coaches, workers in that group, similar to what the Wells Fargo is doing, 500, including players, coaches, and workers.
Don't forget the Fanatic. You got to count him.
Of course, and Gritty.
So already you're starting at 499.
Yes.
So the state's capacity limitations are 2,500 total people for outdoor events, 500 for indoor events. That's what they were talking about, the Flyers. So the Wells Fargo Center management says welcoming back fans requires more than 500 employees alone.
Yep.
So they're saying this doesn't make sense because they have, like you were saying, the Zamboni driver. You start thinking of all those employees, but so it makes no sense.
Here's the other question I have now, too. Now that they're allowing 500 fans in the Wells Fargo Center, what's stopping a restaurant that has a capacity of 300 from allowing 300 people in their capacity?
No, they're not
because
allowing.
They're not allowed to because there's it's a separate category. That's
right.
Why
there's no indoor. There are no changes to the indoor stuff that Zioli has talked a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
No changes to indoor dining. Anything starting today has to do with the outdoor dining.
Now let's understand how stupid that is with the Flyers. Okay, so this is it's so dumb because they say everybody you go to the Wells Fargo Center, you have to wear a mask. If everybody's wearing a mask, they sit side by side in airplanes. I don't understand the difference here. I don't get this. There's no science behind any of this stuff. They're throwing spaghetti against the wall and they're seeing what sticks. They really do. If it was so bad to sit next to somebody, a stranger in a mask, you would every single airplane in this country would have to be grounded right now. You realize that, right?
Right.
Because they could never fly with people 6 feet apart on an airplane. They couldn't do it.
What?
They could not do it. So these airplanes are packed now. They have less flights. Sitting side by side, everybody's wearing a mask. People even take their masks off to eat and drink. And we do not have the lowest cases we've ever had in this country right now. Lowest hospitalization rates, lowest death rates, and there has not been any evidence that airplanes are causing the problem. In fact, I talked to Dr. Dr. Fotzenguitz. What's his name? From Fox News. Come on.
Siegel.
The guy, Siegel, the guy that Dom's having the event with. He said, he goes, it's not the airplanes, it's the airports, probably more than anything. It's not the airplanes. So again, I don't understand. Every other seat in the Wells Fargo Center, if you're making people wear masks, why is every other seat not filled in that arena? I don't understand that. Nobody can explain that to me. Nobody.
It's the shoes.
Getting back
you
to
in the friggin' shoes. Yes.
Hey,
Greg,
if they're making stuff up, just add the shoes.
You're right, Dawn.
Come
shoes.
On.
I mean,
give
why
it to
not?
Me.
You know.
Getting back to the airplane question, it's a very good comparison. You don't hear, I mean, people are flying every day.
Every day.
Like, flights are 90% full.
Yes.
So what is their secret? What is the air filtration system that they're using that is like, you don't hear cases from people flying? Why can't we just adapt that to what is, you know, like,
okay,
restaurants?
Because you don't need to. You see, that's the thing. The air filtration system's great. It refreshes the air every few minutes. But that doesn't change anything if you're sitting next to somebody who's sick, right?
Yeah.
The reality is, if you're sick, don't fly because you're going to spread it because you're symptomatic. That's the reality. And you know what? With this asymptomatic spread and all this BS, If that was true, then again, we would not be able to fly. We would not be able to have airplanes. You would have to stop air travel in this country because the air couldn't refresh itself quickly enough. If you're sitting right next to somebody, think about that. You would need to have an air filtration system that immediately took your breath, put it into something. Tell me where that exists. Think about it. How can that possibly work? You're sitting next to somebody in an airplane. He takes his mask off and he eats peanuts, but he's sick and you don't get sick. It's not the magic air system because it filters the whole flight. So yes, the whole flight, it's getting refreshed, but it's also getting refreshed at the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah.
Right? Because they have, it's climate controlled in there. So, but look, I think these politicians make it up. I really do. I think they make it up. I think they have no friggin' idea and they make it up. Other places around the country have had indoor events going on. And we have the lowest case numbers right now in the country. But the schools, to get back to the schools, though, what is the point of having kids wear masks if they're going to be 6 feet away from each other? What is the point of that? Explain that to me. We don't do that at restaurants, right? You sit down at the table, you take your mask off and you eat. The table is 6 feet away from you, their mask is off and they're eating. Why would we make kids six feet apart and wear a mask?
No, at the restaurants, they make you wear the mask unless the moment you're eating.
Well, if you're eating, you can take it off. So then why doesn't at that moment then everybody get coronavirus? If the two tables have their masks off because they're eating, you see what I'm saying? Here's the answer, because the unions are using it as an excuse to keep schools closed by saying kids have to be 6 feet apart. And that's what they're doing. It's an excuse to keep schools closed. It's a lie. It's a BS lie. And they're doing that to keep schools closed. That's why it's happening. All right. 855-839-1210. If you want to donate to Clarice's Pack, by the way, it's keepingkidsinschool.com. KeepingKidsInSchool.com. All right. If you want to do that and help her out, that's great. That's fantastic. All right. 855-839-1210. My blood pressure's up now. I got to take, relax. All right. Cherry Hill Volvo, my great friends over there, relationships matter. Look, one way to measure a company is the longevity and loyalty of its employees. It's just another area where Cherry Hill Volvo excels. Judith's passionate team members are dedicated to delivering a fantastic customer experience and always doing the right thing. Now, I've experienced this firsthand. Their parts manager, whose grandfather was Judith's father's parts manager, was just promoted to body shop manager. Both the service manager and pre-owned manager are 27-year vets, and they've never held another job. Isn't that something? Their service manager even married a woman from the office. The list goes on. A body technician in his 37th year. Two brothers, also technicians, have worked there 25 and 31 years. And how about this? One of their technicians has brought four of his family members to the Cherry Hill Volvo family. And that's the point, right? Judith and her entire Cherry Hill Volvo team view each other and their customers as family. They truly mean relationships matter. They really stand by that. Relationships matter. And they look forward to building a relationship with you and delivering the luxury experience you deserve. So please head there today. They're on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Trust me when I tell you, Judith Krupnik and her team, Yosef, the sales manager, they will take great care of you because they really care about this show. They care about you. Cherry Hill Volvo, minutes over the bridge where relationships matter.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right. So, Greg, what else? Come on, give me some. Make me laugh here. I'm in a bad mood.
Do you want to hear Cuomo pressuring a News 12 reporter, Beth Cefula, into eating a sausage sandwich on?
Do I?
So it's a little hard to hear. He's at some sort of event, and he's eating a sausage sandwich, and she is videotaping him, and he makes her sit down next to him and eat a sausage sandwich. But
ooh,
it's like is it a 6-inch sausage or a 12-inch?
Is it a foot long?
This sounds like an old Howard Stern bit or something. I don't know if he was going like shock jock or what, but,
let's hear it. Let's do it. Come on.
Will you eat the whole sandwich?
I will eat the whole sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's eating that sausage?
sausage. I can eat the whole sausage.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. The whole sausage. I don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you, but I'm definitely going to eat it.
No excuses. You know everyone, you know the county executive?
I do. Now you're going to know me in a whole different level. What are you doing?
My daughter, Michaela.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I think we're
going
to be here a while.
Yeah.
We might be here a while.
Now there's
a lot of pressure on me to eat this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
be on this side, huh?
Wait, yeah. Can I take a selfie with you while you eat my sandwich?
There you go.
I think that's a fair trade.
Yeah, there's too much sausage in that person.
It's not as easy to eat. It's incredible.
Ew.
Well, that's right. That's your
deal.
Not only do you have to eat the sausage,
that's part of the being the governor, right? Learning how.
Well, there is a course when you get elected to office. They have a course called eating on camera, and then eating on camera while talking to colleagues.
Don't do that. I haven't passed that course yet.
That's exactly right.
I need to make sure that I don't get it on you.
So he keeps bringing up her eating the sausage over and over and over again.
Yeah. So she's questioning him. And when she's questioning him, he's eating the sausage sandwich. And he says, will you eat a sausage sandwich next to me?
Well, you got to eat the whole thing.
Was I
joking when I told her I wanted to watch her eat the entire sausage? If she took it out of context, I'm sorry, all right?
So what are you talking about?
Come here next to me and let me watch you eat that entire sausage. This guy is a lunatic. He's nuts. I'm telling you, the guy is nuts. Dan is in Philadelphia. He'd like to comment on the, hang on a second, where they play the hockey games. Go ahead, Dan.
How you doing? You know, you have some cases that have spread on planes, but nobody calls an airline company 2 weeks later to say, hey, by the way, I got COVID. I might have got it on your plane. Call your customers. No one's doing that. But basically, it's pretty much COVID's kind of a nothing burger. A lot of people got affected, but really,
it's a nothing burger. I would say that it's for a lot of people, it's death for them of a certain age group. I mean, absolutely. In nursing homes and other places, it's been a disaster for people. But for other people, it has been something they've been able to get over very easily. But I wouldn't say it's a nothing burger.
Nobody's
though.
No one's talking about severity of cases. We talk about severity of every other injury when you get injured, but no one's talking about the severity of the case. They're just
talking
about the
numbers. Think we do talk about severity. Look, Dan, here's the thing, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Look, the severity of COVID for people over 65 is very bad. I mean, I had Alex Berenson on the show. We talked about this. People of a certain age group, people with comorbidities, it's very bad. If you're not in those groups, then you, if you get it, you're gonna be okay. You're going to be okay. But the point here is, you know, government acts like everybody is over 65. Government acts like everybody's over 65 and with comorbidities and in a nursing home now. That's how they treat all of us. And that's not how we are. We have never, ever, look, you know, Ron DeSantis was on with Mark Levin last night. And Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, made a great point about how he has made sure it's a priority in his state to get seniors vaccinated. He said he's ignoring the CDC guidance on vaccinating all these other people. He says, I'm vaccinating my seniors. They're the vulnerable population to this virus. They are the virus. They are the group that this virus kills. They hunt them down and they kill them, especially people over 70. And DeSantis is getting them vaccinated. But guess what? Florida is open. It's open. It's wide open. That's the point DeSantis made at CPAC. In fact, Bill, would you play that clip for me if you would? Played it earlier. But I think DeSantis is great. I really do. And I think everybody can learn from this. Everybody can learn from this. Go ahead, Bill.
We are an oasis of freedom in a nation that's suffering in many parts of the country under the yoke of oppressive lockdowns. We look around in other parts of our country, and in far too many places, we see schools closed, businesses shuttered, and lives destroyed. And while so many governors over the last year had kept locking people down, Florida lifted people up. Florida is leading in protecting our vulnerable residents, saving the economy, and safeguarding the freedom of our people. In Florida, schools are open. Every Floridian has a right to earn a living, and all businesses have a right to operate.
And then DeSantis talked about other things that they did here. Take a listen.
Now, we are stronger as a state and much happier as a people because of this leadership. Florida has lower per capita COVID mortality than the national average and lower than 27 other states. Our unemployment rate is lower than the national average, even though tourism isn't fully back. And our budget is in great shape. We have not touched one red cent from our rainy day fund throughout this whole time. Florida got it right, and the lockdown states got it wrong.
Florida got it right, and the key is that DeSantis early on prioritized protecting the most vulnerable, whereas Cuomo order the most vulnerable with COVID into nursing homes around the most vulnerable people. And the government acts like each and every one of us is over 70 with comorbidities. That's how they're acting. They're still acting this way a year later when we understand who this virus targets. It's just stupid to still be governing the way we're governing. But, you know, this is why I get so frustrated with all this stuff. I get very frustrated by it, and it makes me angry. Dawn, good morning. I'm sorry. How are you? What's up?
Hey, good morning. Zeila Show News Live. A lot going on. And Zeila Show News Live, sponsored by Hint Water. 43 degrees. We'll have that forecast in just a moment. Construction underway on a huge new drive-through COVID-19 vaccination site outside KOP Mall. But the private local business owner says there's actually no guarantee that the Pennsylvania Department of Health will actually allocate vaccinations. So this is Mike Dershowitz. He says it's kind of a field of dreams concept. Build it and they will come. It's a facility that he says he can prove can handle 3,000 people per day to drive through getting these vaccinations by driving through the parking lot there right outside the Babies R Us by King of Prussia Mall. So his company, 15 to Know, is already, they've been doing this with testing, and they're currently vaccinating hundreds of people a week at a former steakhouse in KOP. So I thought that was an interesting story about a private enterprise doing something. Zeila's talked a lot about game changers, like the newly approved Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine. At least 4 million vaccines are being distributed starting today. Another game changer, this new huge clinic supported by FEMA, and they are planning to open this week. I know we'll be talking more about that, but in essence, they will be doubling the number of vaccine doses administered in Philadelphia every single day. So that will be a game changer coming this week. Governor Tom Wolf, Pennsylvania Democrats, proposing reform and big cuts in funding for charter schools. And there is a lot of talk about this. A lot of people very upset because, of course, charter schools right now, their enrollments are exploding with what's going on with the schools, right? So critics are saying this is really going to hurt at least 170,000 students served by charter schools across Pennsylvania, and especially
here
in Philadelphia.
You see what they do? You see the teachers union forces Wolf, and then they go, now the charter schools are doing really well because public schools are closed. Now they got to attack the charter schools. This is unbelievable.
City of Philadelphia easing more restrictions beginning today. Before I get to that, I should say this afternoon, Philadelphia School District expected to announce when students will finally return to classrooms after learning online at home for a year now. So we've been saying that announcement will happen. They're expected to return. The teachers are expected to return, then the youngest students, and they'll begin that rollout. City of Philadelphia easing more restrictions beginning today with fewer limits on retail stores, sporting events, theaters, religious services, senior centers, and outdoor dining. No change to indoor dining. So we have that going on. So we've also Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey announcing that all families held by ICE at that Berks County, Pennsylvania Detention Center for Migrants have been released while awaiting their asylum hearings. So that announcement just happening from Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey. So that was an interesting one.
Wow.
Yes. I don't know if you wanted me to talk more about the movies and the Golden Globes. We've talked a little bit about that this
morning. We should talk about the Golden Globes because no one gives a damn about it, and that's a good reason to talk about it.
Well, you know what, though? We've talked about about Coach Ted Lasso, and that I'm so happy that it's such a feel-good show, and Jason Sudeikis won Best Actor, and I loved that everybody, it went viral because he wore this tie-dyed shirt, a hoodie that his sister made sort of as a joke because everybody says, oh, are you wearing Valentino or Armani? He's like, no, my sister tie-dyed this. I thought it was just
Was he high last night? Some people have wondered if Jason Sudeikis was high.
Well, it's legal now.
It looked like it.
Actually, can we get the audio of that, Greg or Bill, so we can, when we get back, we can see if we think Jason Sudeikis was high. Yeah, I also loved how Mark Ruffalo went crazy last night with his comments. We can play that when we get back, too.
He's crazy.
And your chess show won. I know that makes you happy that your chess show won.
I know. So. I love it. The story, movie Queen's Gambit, that one won. Nomadland won Best Picture Drama, which
Jersey
if you haven't.
Girl.
Yeah. I love Nomadland.
Yeah, a Jersey writer. She lived in her van. She wrote that book.
Isn't that awesome?
Which became a movie.
Yes.
So.
And also the tribute to Chadwick Boseman. Obviously, Black Panther, and he won for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and that was emotional. So that was good.
Yeah, and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler promised no politics at the Emmys last night. Because now that Trump is no longer president, we can't do politics because... Saturday Night Live has also promised a political-free show. So that's good. There you go. Amazing.
Tina Fey, pride of Delco, that's for sure. Well, the NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, National Weather Service, issuing this wind advisory for our region. Starts 4 o'clock this afternoon, extending through tomorrow morning. We could see 50-mile-an-hour winds. So the National Weather Service saying, look out for debris flying in roadways or if you're out and about. Temperatures drop into the 20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, brisk, 38 degrees tomorrow. Then we warm up Wednesday, 55 degrees and sunny Wednesday. And the rest of the week through the weekend, mid-40s, sunny skies. So not too shabby. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors. Watermelon, blackberry, cherry. No sugar, sweeteners, or calories. And available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of true fruit flavor. That's the only show news live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Bill, do I have anything here? I don't see it.
No,
up there.
We're clear. You're good.
We're good? All right, then we will be right back.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.